welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. In today's show, I want to talk about being a super slave. Now, what I mean by super slave is, you know, that slave that just seems to have it all going on at home. You know, it's not just for slaves, but submissives as well. See, this is how it goes. In my fantasy, my home is like Leave It to Beaver. I'm June Cleaver, but I'm black. And I'm dressed in a really fabulous outfit. And I have a really sexy apron on, and I have heels, and I have nylons on, and my house is awesome, and my kids come in and say, "Gee, Mom, what's for supper?" And I say, "It's in the oven, but here, have a home-baked cookie." And then they go outside, "You're the best, Mom," and go play, and then Owen, my master, he's, you know, Ward Cleaver, and he comes home from work, and I hand him a paper and his slippers, and he pats me on the head, and then I giggle, and then he swats me on the ass, and then I say, "Master, is there anything that I can get you before supper is ready?" And he says, "No, just a little bit of your sugar." Okay, then I wake up. And then I realize that, crap, I don't know what's for supper. I don't have the slippers ready, although they are by the door where he took them off at when he left. And I also realize that I don't have on a cute apron. So my New Year's resolution was to become a better domestic slave. It's always been my challenge. You know, I've been going to college for so long. I was in the work field for so long. Then the kids came along. And I never was the best housekeeper. Okay, my mom was the type of woman that did everything. Okay, I was raised in a Hispanic household. My mom did everything. My mom didn't work. My mom cooked, cleaned. She did my laundry till I was like, 15 years old. My mom cooks 3 meals a day every single day. So I never really learned to cook until I had my own home. And I never really learned how to wash clothes. My first husband used to call me Sophie, O Destroyer of Clothing. You know, but I never got those domestic things right down because I was too busy doing other things. Being a geek, or I thought I was totally fabulous, but I was being something else. So when I did get married and all these different things did come about, I saw that I was lacking in some of the domestic talents. So my house kind of ran me more than me running my house. And, okay, as slaves, we know that our homes are our master's place, okay? And that we have been entrusted with the care of his or her home. And if they go out to work every single day, and if you're fortunate enough to stay home and take care of everything for your master or mistress, then you have a great responsibility, okay? Me always being the type of woman that worked and earned her own money, it was very hard to become a domestic slave because, number one, I'm so used to my own money and so used to being alone for a while that I didn't, even when I was in my other relationship, I ran the money. I ran the house. It was typically vanilla, but with a matriarchal twist. You know, my first husband came from a matriarchal family, and the house, the home, the kids, everything was just the woman's domain. And same thing for Hispanic homes where I grew up. It's that the house was my mom's. The house, my mom's house. You never referred to it as my dad's house. So I was used to that. So when I came and started living with Master, it's his house. They are his things. The money is his, and he doles it out as we need. So it was a little bit of a challenge. So I always kind of just was so used to having things my way, the way I wanted it, doing things the way I felt like doing. And now I don't have that. I have a schedule. there are things that I know my master wants done. He mentions them. And then I say, yes, my lord, they're on the list. And I'm going to tell you how this list came about. I decided at New Year's to become a better domestic slave. So I termed that super slave. Yes. So I sewed myself a cape and it had an SS on it for super slave. And I probably should put another S on the front so it could be super slave Sophie. And I determined and I became resolute that I would slap this house into shape. I would make this house my bitch. Yes, I would. So, how does one set about making a house its bitch when you have been the bitch of the house for a while? My house was running me. So, I decided this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to share these things with you so that perhaps you can become a super slave. You know, because maybe it's your challenge too. You're busy. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have a full-time job or a demanding job or something, or just so many responsibilities that the place where your master rests, your master sanctuary, is not the best place it could be, and it's your fault. So, number one. Okay, where does a totally domestically challenged slave go for help when there's no Sophie around? Number one, I started figuring out, I had to figure out what the hell was wrong with the house. So I had to make a list. I decided, you know, I love lists. So I went around and I said, okay, we need a list. Laundry is out of control. We don't have a washer and dryer. We live in a small apartment. If we were in France, this would be quite quaint and chic. But we live in Canada, so I guess this tiny apartment could be termed as cozy. That's the cute word for it. So we live in this tiny apartment, and we don't have our own washer and dryer. And we live in the same town as Master's parents. So, and we actually don't live too far. We live a few blocks. So we actually go over there and get to do laundry for free, which is sweet. We do that on the weekends when we go do the weekly family supper. So, but until then, because we have such a small amount of square footage, we have one big laundry basket, and we didn't always have that basket. So laundry was out of control. We had a pile. We had a laundry pile. And then dishes was next on the list. Dishes were out of control. It's not that we have a lot of dishes. How many dishes can a couple make? Well, we have no counter space, really. We have a little tiny counter, a little tiny stove, and some counter space we've made out of our freezer, you know, our chest freezer, and, you know, tables that we've added into the apartment and things like that. So we have a teeny small amount of counter space. However, any few little bit of dishes makes it look like we have a mountain, like we got a restaurant going on in here. So that was out of control. Number three, what else was that? Our clothes. We had so many clothes. Like, we don't have room. We don't have closets because this place is so small. So we had to get really creative and start using our space vertically. You know, there was a lot of unused space on the upper wall. So we had to make shelves and things and little organizer units and things like that. However, our clothes outgrew those spaces, you know, like our play clothes and our winter clothes, and those can be bulky in Canada, you know, sweaters and all kinds of things. So that was out of control. Number three, our business papers, you know, just like the papers that we get for, because we're going through immigration and things like that, and just our regular mail and our regular bills, and, you know, Master owns a business on the side as well. So there was just a lot of paperwork that I kind of just stuck in a corner on the windowsill, because one great thing about this apartment is we do have large windowsills that you can actually sit on and curl up in. But I just designated one part of that and had a big stack of papers everywhere, and that was not cool. Because if you don't have a little tiny apartment organized, or your home organized for that matter, the wonderful qualities and the wonderful things about your apartment or home can be lost. So I put that on the list because that was out of control for me. And then I had just other piles of shit in the corner. Okay, I have a lot of hair care things. I'm such a drag queen. I really am. I love getting dressed up in drag and dressing up and all this. So I have bags of hair stuff, bags of makeup, bags of rollers. I mean, I have, like, they're not like plastic bags. They're like leather bags, like cases full of things. Because I came from a bigger apartment and now squished myself into master's apartment. And so I have to get more creative with that. So that went on the list. And that was basic. Well, we had a lot of books. Stacks and boxes of books, because Master and I are both bibliophiles. We are in love with books. We love the smell of them and the look of them and the feel of them. And so we had books everywhere. So that at that point, I had my list together. And I said, ah, what the friggity frack am I going to do? So, of course, I got onto my trusty, dusty, handy-dandy friend, the internet. And I decided, number one, getting the supper thing, the meals and everything, was number one priority of getting things together. Now, I love to cook. My father was a chef. I love to cook. However, I don't like having to cook. And that's kind of a hard thing for a slave. It's hard to explain. I love to cook, but I don't relish the idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Maybe it's a holdover from my childhood and past trauma and shit like that. But when my kids were first born, it felt like my life just revolved around breakfast, lunch, and dinner and diapers. And I don't know, maybe it was postpartum depression or whatever, but I got this thing in my head that my life was more than breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So I kind of rebelled. I was in a rebellious state of somewhat of not making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah, I'll make breakfast and dinner, but you're gonna have to fend for yourself for lunch. You're getting a sandwich, you know, or something like that. But becoming a slave in a total power relationship, that ain't working. That ain't washing. So I've decided, well, I'm gonna start doing the once a month cooking. I'm gonna cook once a month or once every 2 weeks, but I'm gonna totally get a menu for the whole month, and I am going to shop according to this, and I'm going to make these things, and I'm going to buy in bulk and make enough so that all I have to do is spend 1 or 2 days a month prepping and cooking and freezing, getting it prepared to a certain state that all I have to do is pop it in the oven or pop it in something, or basically pop it in the oven, which is awesome. And so I said, okay, I have all the resources I need to do that, so I'm going to do that. And so we had our chest freezer. You know, there was no excuse. There is storage space for it. So that's one thing on my list, taken care of. So that's what I've been doing. I've been cooking ahead and making my life a little bit easier. Number two, I said that, okay, I have to figure out a way to get this housework slapped into order. I need to get organized so that this house is on a schedule. My mom had a schedule. My mom did laundry on Tuesdays and Thursdays. My mom went grocery shopping on Fridays. You know, there was a day to do things. My mom ran errands on Mondays. You know, she had a freaking schedule. This woman, ironically, I saw her as a slave, and I guess I decided I wasn't going to be like her. So that's why I never really learned all that crap. But I got to get on a schedule. So what can I do? You know, I'm really a type B personality. I'm kind of I like lists, but the lists aren't my life. You know, if it doesn't get done today, it goes on the list for tomorrow. But I have to stop that. I have to constantly figure out one thing to do. So what did I do? I found a website called The Fly Lady. And I will put that in the show notes at http://hislilsophie.blogspot.com. And I saw The Fly Lady. And she just had so many tips on how to break down huge things going on in your life and to put them on a schedule, and eventually over a cycle of time it would work itself out. So I totally got in touch with the Fly Lady and me, and so that's working. So I have the once a month cooking, freezer cooking, I have the Fly Lady getting things together, and this frees up time. You know, those two things freeze up so much time that now I have the time to feel sexy and want to have sex and be ready to go when Master gets home. Because face it, in life, you know, in reality, we are subject to not feeling well, feeling tired, feeling run down, not feeling so sexy. You know, we run into those issues every single day, and it's a struggle to keep that. So one way to combat being tired and not wanting to be used is to get the mundane things under control. So using the fly lady, it helped take care of everything else on our list. What did we do? Okay, so to keep things from having piles of books, piles of crap everywhere, we decided to use the space vertically. So the space that, you know, normally you would use the bottom half of a wall. So we decided to also use the top halves of our walls. So we built shelves, and we put them in the bedroom. You know, there's plans to put them in the living room and etc. But it's expensive, you know, if you're on one income, or if you have a tight budget, it can be expensive because you have to get the wood, you have to get the screws, you have to get all the crap, make sure it's up there properly. You have to get all the dynamics of building your own shelves. And they're not like spectacular shelves. They're just those little metal strips. And then it's the little metal doohickeys that you place on the strips. And then it's the wood that you place on the doohickeys that's placed on the strips. Okay, yes, I don't know the proper names for these things. But if you want to email me, I could probably describe them to you or something like that. But trust me, your master or mistress will know what I'm talking about, because you can go into any Home Depot or Home Hardware or something like that and go into the shelf making section, and you see those little metal strips or metal sticks and stuff, and the little bracket things that go on it, and the little wood strips. So we did that. We went a little bit cheaper. We went to a lumber shop and got the wood cut. So we didn't exactly buy the pre-cut pressed board thingies. We actually got real wood from a lumber yard, and just like, it's cheaper that way. We did that, and we have like a gajoodle load of anime, because we are totally into anime. So we have so many anime and other DVDs we needed a place to put. And we have books, and we are really into like role-playing games and Dungeons and Dragons and such. And we had all those kind of manuals. And we have my John Norman Gore set, and we have my sewing books and my cooking collection and my herbal books and my magic books. Oh my gosh, you know, and I can't part with any of them. These are like the bare minimum. The rest of my books are in storage, because it's my goal one day to have a library in my own little office, in my own little room, a room of my own. So that really helped free some things up. And then the organizer unit things. You have to find places to store crap, because when you came into my home and the kids were littler, you had toys everywhere, and you really don't want to stop your kids from feeling comfortable and being in their home. So I had to get creative with finding ways. So finding storage things that didn't look like storage, you know, so like ottomans with boxes in it, or, you know, toy boxes, but stick them all in a box, but push them neatly up against the wall. It doesn't necessarily have to be clean spaces of your wall, just to get the clutter that's accumulating out of the way, and it looks so much better. So when company comes by, because there was a time in life, in my first marriage, where I didn't even want company to come over because I didn't have my act together. I couldn't. I was going to school full time for my master's degree. I was going to work full time. Plus, I had the children, and the home was my domain. You know, it was quite tough. So I didn't even want company to come over because the dishes weren't done, the laundry wasn't done. You know, my garage was where our laundry room used to be, was full of clothes to be done, and it just seemed like I never got done the laundry with three children. I would throw a load in. It was just constantly fluttering from one station to the other. So I never did get a handle of that during that time, and it seemed like when I did get a handle on it, there was no one to help maintain it. You know, the children would just tear it right up, and the ex wasn't even trying to help get anything done. So finding places to store things, finding a place for everything, will lead to sanity. Trust me, I was insane with clutter. So putting yourself on a menu will save money and time. I don't know, maybe money is not your issue, but for us, you know, on a one income family, money is an issue. So saving money, finding ways to save money and finding ways to save time is very important. So that was also on my quest to become super slave. I'm going to stop right there for now, and I will talk again about other tips that you can do to help on your quest to become a super slave, and we'll save that for future episodes. So if I'm going to end for now, because I don't like to keep you guys too long, because I realize you have masters that you must serve. So thanks for listening today, and I hope to see you again next time. You have been listening to Subspace with His Little Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next time.